Thank you. I greet you all very warmly, near and far, in all of Europe, on all the continents. We are grateful to the Lord our God that He has given this possibility that all in all the world can listen and can see. It's still valid. Gather ye my people that they may hear my words. Also today, wherever we might be gathered now, it comes to fulfillment where two or three are gathered in my name. There I am in the midst of them. And as the choir has just sung now, let your spirit fall upon all of us. The Holy Spirit leads into all truth. The Holy Spirit has inspired the Holy Word, and only by the Holy Spirit it can and it will be revealed unto us. That we arrived in a very special time, this we all understood. We all came to know what the climate change brings with it, the global warming, and now with this virus, Corona, just incomprehensible. In 6 weeks, more than 100,000 people died. And the question is, where will they spend eternity? Were they ready to meet the Lord? In the proclamation of the gospel, the main thing is therein that we tell the people very clearly that Jesus Christ, our Lord, died for us. As we will look at it today, we of course are in the Easter time, and brothers and sisters, precious friends, in the past 68 years, on every Good Friday, I participated in a service and I preached on every Saturday, on every Easter Sunday. We were assembled as a church, coming together to hear the precious and holy word. And in this year, everything is just completely different. And we may say, the end time is becoming visible. Today I cannot go into details, because we have to speak about the main subject, namely, about the finished work of redemption, about forgiveness of sins, and what goes with it. But, brothers and sisters, we don't close our eyes before that, what is happening. We have the orientation by the Holy Scripture, in the Holy Word of God. Also for this period of time, the Lord foretold what would take place. In Matthew 24, verse 1 and 2, our Lord, we asked three questions. When will the temple be destroyed? What is the sign of thy coming? And then the sign of the end of the world. And in Matthew 24, 14, we read, and this gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. I am aware of that the unbelievers don't like to hear of the end. All would like to continue and continue. But God has a plan with mankind. And as sure as the Lord God has everything created in 6 and 7 days and completed it, and on the seventh day he rested, so sure the 6,000 years since Adam passed, and we truly have arrived before the last millennium, which is shown unto us in Revelation 20. 6 times it's mentioned there that the Lord will reign as king for 1,000 years with us and we with him. So we are very close to the last phase before the return of Jesus Christ. And therefore, the true, pure, precious gospel once again is preached unto all peoples and tongues. And if we want to be honest, precious friends, brothers and sisters, if it remains so warm, if in March and April no rain falls, what kind of land will then be able to sow? Who can even bring the seed onto the field if not before that the rain waters the field? Brothers and sisters, we all experienced it. We have heard the news, the dying of the forests, and everything what is going on. And we will experience it. What still is written in Matthew 24, famines, expensive times, pandemics, everything will come, and everything is already here. And we are looking up because our Lord has said, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Our Lord and Savior brings his work of redemption to its completion with all peoples and tongues as the church of Jesus Christ. And then the Lord will finish also his work with Israel, as it is foretold us in the Holy Scripture, in the Old and in the New Testament. Today, I would like to read from the special chapter, Isaiah, chapter 53, just 2 or 3 verses. Actually, we should read the whole chapter. It describes our Lord and Redeemer who came into the body of flesh, who became a human being to redeem us. Here in Isaiah 53, in the first verses right at the beginning, who has believed our message, our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And then in verse 4, surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Our diseases, he borne them. Our sorrows, he carried. While we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. And then the man of God writes, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. Brothers and sisters, also we went astray like sheep. But God had mercy on us. The divine message of the salvation of the soul, of the forgiveness of sins, the salvation was proclaimed through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by grace. It was given to us. Now, verse 10, which belongs into this context in particular. Yet, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Just very mighty. Everything foretold in advance, what is contained in the plan of salvation from God. If we go to the New Testament, especially Matthew 27, and then also in the other Gospels, the Lord went a way of reproach. In Gethsemane, he was wrestling, and he cried out, not my will, but thy will be done. If it would be possible, let this cup pass over me. But he drank this cup. He went to the cross for us. He conquered death. He conquered hell. All the powers of darkness he conquered. And on the third day he rose. And he could cry out, I live, and ye shall live also. Here, in Matthew 27, we have the description which brings us tears into our eyes. How our Lord was mocked. A crown of thorns they made, and they put it upon his head. And they mocked him as the King of the Jews. Brothers and sisters, our Lord and Redeemer, he walked a very hard way. He accomplished the redemption. You can all read it, especially from verse 28, then 29, and onward. Oh, what they did to our Lord. They spit at him. They beaten him. And they said, who has beaten you? Just he walked this way of reproach for us. He went to the cross. And as we read, the chastisement, which was actually our chastisement, the chastisement which has hit all of mankind, he took it upon himself. On the cross of Calvary, he took your and my place. And he shed his holy and precious blood for us. The blood of the new covenant. And as we said many times, in Leviticus 17, verse 11, it is written, the life of the body is in the blood. In the blood of our Lord and Savior was the divine life which he has given. And the blood-bought multitude receives by grace the holy divine life, eternal life, just as it is written. He who received the Son of God, he has received eternal life. He who does not receive him has not life. It's just very important that we as human beings recognize the plan of salvation of our God, and that we submit to it, and that we don't accuse God, that we were lost with Adam, because thus it is written, as sin came by one man for all into the world, so also the justification came through obedience of one. It came to all who believe our Lord. But here we say it once again. Our Lord walked the way of reproach via Gethsemane to Calvary. He cried out, it is finished. The redemption took place. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. It's of course not enough to celebrate Good Friday or Easter to celebrate it. We must experience what happened for us personally. The forgiveness, the grace, salvation, everything we may by grace experience personally. And to it, of course, the Great Commission was given. Therefore, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. It's the divine commission to tell to fallen mankind, God was in Christ. No one needs to get lost. He, as the Savior, he has taken our chastisement upon himself. He died on the cross. He was buried. And he rose on the third day from the dead. Then we read in the Gospel of John, in chapter 19, 33. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they break not his legs. And they pierced his side. And then came the blood forth and water. But our Lord cried out, "It is finished." And brothers and sisters, let us say it with a thankful heart. We follow our Lord on this way, and we are grateful that he walked this way and that he paid the price. He, who was without sin, became sin for us, so that we might receive the justification from God. Here we read, the spear was pierced into his side, and the redemption took place by his grace. What do we have here, brothers and sisters? If we go to Genesis chapter 3, there the Lord God opened the side of Adam. He took Eve out from him, and then he gave her to him again. And he cried out, "Flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone." Here we have the second Adam. And brothers and sisters, as sure as it took place, and as sure as the redemption was finished, so sure we have received the adoption of sons by the new birth, from the Word, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and of the Spirit, we were born again unto a living hope. Sons and daughters of God we became by His grace. As it is written, ye were not my people, ye shall be called the sons of the living God. Let us say it once again, very loudly and clearly. We are living very close before the return of Jesus Christ. And the true divine message of salvation, the redemption, the forgiveness, the grace, and the salvation is once again preached very loudly and clearly proclaimed all over the earth. And we just have to say it, that God has not given us a Christian church or a denomination, but rather that by faith in the finished work of redemption, we have received the right that out of the children of men can become children of God, because we were born again by the divine seed of the Word, which was laid into us. Not a Christian religious act, but God's act, God's supernatural working in us by the Holy Spirit, while we hear the proclamation of the true gospel and that we believe it with all our hearts, that it happened for us by His grace. In Romans chapter 5, we read Romans chapter 5, verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many.
Jesus Christus, erst recht an den vielen erwiesen, die geglaubt haben. Hier wird unser Herr,
here our Lord and Savior is shown as a man. When the Lord, as the Lord God, He could not die. God is immortal. But the Word became flesh. The Lord of glory came to us. He was born into this world. On the eighth day, He was circumcised. And brothers and sisters, all this happened for our sakes. He had to become man for the sake of mankind, so that we can be brought back into our divine position. Then, in Romans 5, verse 18, we read, therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. By the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. This is mighty. Not a condemnation anymore because of disobedience of one, through which death came into this world, but because of the holy work of redemption of one who was obedient unto the death on the cross, giving His life for us. Therefore, we were once for all justified. To our Lord be the glory, be the praise throughout all eternity, especially also for all these precious scriptures which are showing us what happened for us. In Ephesians chapter 3, in verse 11, we read, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, amen. Just so mighty. That what God purposed from eternity, what He planned, this He fulfilled in Christ Jesus our Lord and Savior. By His grace. Yes. He has given it to us. Oh, what a privilege. Brothers and sisters, in all peoples and tongues, all over the earth, we say to all, in the name of the Lord, that we believe with all our hearts, we believe 100% what God has said in His Word. We believe 100% that the redemption took place, that the curse was taken away from us, that the chastisement was laid upon our Lord and Savior, and that we became the children of God who were once children of men. That's how God purposed it from eternity on in His plan of salvation. And that's how it took place. And it comes to fulfillment in our time, to the completion. Now, from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. Ephesians 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Just so mighty. To our Lord be the glory. Now, as we said at the beginning, we are living very close before the completion of the time of grace. As I mentioned, the gospel should be preached unto all nations for a witness. And then, our Lord says, then the end shall come. Whether people believe it or not, God will not stop at it. No, God will complete His plan of salvation until the end. And blessed is the man who can believe, as the Scripture has said. With the last proclamation, it just has to be said also that now, so close, before the return of Jesus Christ, everything, 100%, must be in conformity with God and His Word. And in our time, God, of course, especially, He had special men. Today I may mention it, because I witnessed and experienced everything personally, whether it were the great meetings with Billy Graham, who belonged to the Baptist Church, but worldwide it was, they liked to hear it, and the gospel was preached, and people were called to come to Christ, were led to Christ. And then there was a second man, William Branham, who especially in the Pentecostal movement became well known. And this man of God, William Branham, truly, he received a supernatural call, namely on the 11th of June 1933. I just say the last portion, that the divine message which was entrusted to him would cover the whole earth. And brothers and sisters, let me say it today for a testimony. And I ask to be understood correctly. We have just the 2nd of April behind us. The 2nd of April 1962 was for me one of the most important days when the Lord commanded me to go into other cities to preach His word. It was just grace. Not I spoke to the Lord God, but He addressed me with a mighty, audible voice. He addressed the words to me so that the word is not only preached here in Krefeld, but in all the world it should be preached. And then I, of course, made my first missionary trip already in 1964 to India, then also to Jordan and Israel. Brothers and sisters, it's still on my heart now to mention the days in April. Also the 9th of April, I would like to mention for this reason, because we arrived in a time where Romans 13 especially has a special meaning, that every government is ordained by God, and that all have to submit to the higher powers. And this we are doing with all our hearts, without getting angry about it. We remain at home. And if Brother Tati counted correctly, then we have more than 15,000 connections worldwide, which followed us in the last sermon. But write Romans 13 for all the Germans. It's a very big problem for all the Germans. Because on the 9th of April 1945, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was executed at the command of the Führer, because he refused to acknowledge Romans 13, because he refused to look at this damned system to be ordained by God. And because he could not do this, therefore, on the 9th of April 1945, right 1 month before the end of the Second World War, he was shot dead. I just say this because one can really misuse God's word, and we are grateful that we can submit to every word and that we just can believe everything as God has led it. Just briefly now, for all. The 10th of April 1966 was also a special day for me. I came to the funeral of the man of God in the USA on the 10th of April I went to the cemetery, into the hall where the bodies are lying. And there, with the owner of this hall, I went up these wooden stairs and left at the left side. There was only one room with a skew roof, and there Brother Branham was lying. And as you all know, on the 18th of December 1965, he had a terrible car accident through the windscreen. He fell onto the bonnet. He looked very terrible. But on the 10th of April, these eyes have seen William Branham in a nice suit with a tie, with a smile on his face. He was lying in the coffin. It was really an encouraging view. As I knew him, without any scratch, just completely healed, he was lying there in the coffin with a nice suit, with a nice tie, on the 10th of April 1966. On the 11th was the burial. And on the 12th, I called all the brothers who had responsibility. I called them together and I told them. And I was asking that the sermons of Brother Branham, which were recorded on tapes, that they should be printed so that they can be translated into other languages. And brothers and sisters, I don't say this for my sakes, but if there would not have been a Brother Frank on the 12th of April 1966, if he would not have been in Jeffersonville, then not one single sermon would have been printed. All went home disappointed. God could use me to convince the brothers that the sermons must be printed so that they can be translated into other languages. And we're looking back to all these many years. And we, of course, since 1958, we already translated the sermons of Brother Branham. Then, of course, we continued to translate them. And all brothers in the various countries, they likewise translated them. I just mentioned this for one purpose. Because God, by grace, has laid and planned everything in advance, and that all were at the right time, at the right place, and so that the last divine message could reach the ends of the earth. Everything was already in the plan of salvation of our God. As already mentioned at the beginning, our Lord himself said it, "This gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached to all nations for a witness." And this took place in our time. With a sincere, honest heart, we can say before the Lord God, "Today, all these scriptures and everything what God ordained and purposed for this time period is being fulfilled before our very eyes." Also concerning the end time, the signs of the end time, everything is fulfillment of Bible prophecy. To us, it's mainly about that part which concerns the church, the calling out, the preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Because thus it was said to Brother Branham, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message given to you shall forerun his second coming all over the earth. Today, this scripture, this Bible promise is fulfilled before our very eyes worldwide. And we may lift up our heads and we may know that our redemption is drawing near. Also for all who cannot believe scripturally, nevertheless, it will come to fulfillment what God decided in His Word in advance. And in the Old and New Testament, what He has let it be written down. Here we have the complete orientation in all the realms. And to our Lord be the thanks for it. But just once again, in closing, the emphasis of the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. We received gratefully what the Lord has prepared for us. And we say thanks to Him alone. And we worship Him alone. For He has done great things for us. Whoever can believe now what the scripture says, and as the scripture has said, has found grace in the eyes of God. Whoever cannot believe God makes him a liar. That's how it is written. And that's how the apostle John wrote it down. We believe God. We believe the words of God. And we believe that we are very close before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And all who have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And then comes the promise, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. May the Lord God use these days, be it Good Friday, Saturday, Sunday. May He use these days and bless them. May all receive forgiveness of sins. May all be strengthened in the faith and receive by faith what was given to us when our Lord and Savior cried out, it is finished. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with Himself. And you and I, we received it and accepted it by faith. And we will see our Lord and Savior, because thus it is written, those who were ready went in to the marriage supper and the door was closed. May the Lord God give grace that all can believe with all their hearts in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Almighty God, with all my heart, I thank you for the possibility that we from this place can proclaim your wonderful word, that in all of the world that it can be heard of all who found grace in your sight. With all who can believe now, we will experience the completion. Beloved Lord, open to all the eyes and the hearts and the understanding. Reveal thy word unto us and give us a full portion in the complete work of redemption by thy holy and precious blood. Yes, beloved Lord, thanks be to you. Thanks be to you throughout all eternity. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Everything what I have, everything what is precious to me, it was not mine anyhow. He has given it to me. Let me use it to illuminate my way. Be merciful to me. Be merciful to me, O Lord. Pull away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done for me. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Nothing good I did. Jesus just received me. I'm not worthy of his love. It was my sin and guilt which he bore. Yes, he loves me. I cannot understand it. Pull away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done for me. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Looking up to you, I may be confident now, because you revealed your word unto me. Veil me into your spirit and keep me faithful, because you love me, Lord. You love me. Pull away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done for me. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us.
Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär, und dass du nahmst mich an. Gedenk, wir sind Menschen, vergesslich und schwach. Sei uns gnädig, Halleluja.